not my impulse.
Awareness is power.
I am my impulse.
Sunrise, and I can tell the white thread from the black. I don't have to prove this. I know it, and you know it.
Modern human culture goes all the way around the world, covering and polluting earth, air, and sea. Van Nuys and Istanbul look the same as Seattle, Tokyo, Haifa, and Hebron. CNN is everywhere. The culture of coercion and consumption is everywhere in me, and in you. We feel justified in our consumption and our conflicts. We want billions of things that no one has ever needed. We cringe at the wolf and the shark and the lion, but they are endangered by us. We are the predator, the world's most successful predator.
Do I have to hurt someone to feel safe? I just need to feel safe.
They will have to go along. You have to. You need to. How can I get you to? I have the right to make you. Whatever it takes.
I want my son to feel safe without killing. I love the earth.
The Madras and the Humvee advertisement, the church and the public school, the drug advertisement and the McDonald's advertisement, the oil company advertisement, and the political advertisement, and the all-volunteer army, all invite us to consume against our self-interest, enlist against our self-interest, vote against our self-interest, accept all manner of violation against our self-interest, and violate others against our self-interest. We are invited to forget about consequences.
Earth may want to say goodbye to me.
The environment doesn't matter. Animals don't matter. Children don't matter. Women don't matter. No other human matters.
I don't want to hurt anyone. I want to know the consequences.
Awareness is power.
And you know it.
People cannot be unviolated. Some people refuse to be violated some more. When you continue violating people, many will become extremely efficient destroyers. Some will come from Ohio, some from Calcutta, some from Timbuktu, some from Haifa, some from Pittsburgh, some from Shanghai, and some from Hebron. They did last week, they will next week, except there will be more next week. All over the world, the violated are becoming the predator.
It is the sunrise. We might be a little late. The white bread from the black. Humans cannot be unviolated.
Victims who become predators often express themselves through the medium of terror. Sometimes they say they have a great cause, and sometimes they leave no note. They always hurt the innocent. There was once a time for war, and a time for peace. Now it is permanent war, permanent famine, permanent suffering. All over the world, the human response to violation is rising in a crescendo none of us can measure. It will be a tsunami coming suddenly from any direction. It will be from an earthquake that has already occurred somewhere submerged.
I can choose now to have a world that is safe for children.
And I can tell the white thread from the black. I don't have to prove this. I know
Mark
it,
these
and
words.
You know it.
We keep choosing to have more children as we continue to create more and more suffering. We set loose the rage voice of the violated. We lie to them and rape them and starve them, and then we buy them explosives. We destroy the forest, the field, the rivers, the ocean, and the air we breathe.
I love humans. So sad to see us go.
As humans continue to violate each other and the planet will find a way to heal from our folly. Human folly will cleanse the planet of humans. Human beings are of the dust. We have stirred up the dust, and now we will all return to the dust. The planet has expressed itself through us. Soon, when we are gone, the planet will throw up another. We will not be here to notice.
So sad to see us go.
I am not my impulse.
Awareness is power.
I am my impulse.
Awareness is power.
Awareness is power.
Awareness is power.
Awareness is power.
Power is awareness.
Awareness.
Power is awareness.
Awareness. Power is awareness.
Awareness is power.